This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation might soon be able to enforce state gun laws more easily. CPR's Banda Berkland reports on a bill to allow that with the Colorado House, which has passed the Senate earlier this year.
The bill sets aside roughly $1.5 million for CBI to investigate criminal activity involving firearms across the state. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation is required to contact local law enforcement agencies and coordinate with local district attorneys. Democratic backers say it's part of an emphasis this session on implementation and enforcement of existing gun laws. Republican opponents say it oversteps local authority. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Union for Bus Drivers, Cafeteria Workers, and Classroom Aides in Jefferson County is at an impasse in contract negotiations. The union is asking the school district to stop outsourcing to private companies and to prioritize healthy food and increase staffing in schools. The union's president is Xander Kashub.
The continued maintenance of dangerously low staffing levels has had a direct impact on our children's health, education, and safety.
The district says it welcomes that a third-party mediator will enter negotiations, something it's been asking for since February. The Drug Enforcement Agency is moving to reclassify cannabis as a less dangerous drug. John Schroyer is senior reporter for Green Market Report in Denver. Schroyer says the change will likely face legal challenges.
There's a lot of different ways and reasons that cannabis opponents or just people who believe that marijuana should be still federally prohibited, there's a lot of different ways that they could argue against this move. For instance, it could violate one or more treaties, international treaties that the United States is a signatory to, for instance. The general consensus is there's going to be litigation.
Even if it is reclassified, cannabis would still be illegal under federal law. It's 6 minutes after 8, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.